Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. I don't know what to tell you, Mr. David, other than the fact that the Cubs ran into a really good pitcher. The Cubs ran into some wind blowing in. The Cubs ran into a problem in losing another series yesterday, but they have been good. They just weren't good the last two nights.
Morning, Molly. Yeah, on this Thursday, the Cubs just didn't have it against Robbie Ray. Ray was good. He still has yet to lose a start, and right. The Giants are unbeaten when he's on the mound. That's a good team. That's a team from baseball's best division that lived up to the hype. They take two out of three at Wrigley Field against a really good Cubs team. Yeah. Don't want to overreact, but
no. There
are things that were positives. There are things that stand out and you worry about. And as they get ready to head to New York, I think a day off is good. They need this. Everybody kind of needs this. So it was a bit of a deflating afternoon at Wrigley.
Yeah, I think it was deflating. I think it was, the fact that it came off the disaster of the night before was also kind of in the air a little bit, but
I feel like that was a big factor. I know it's I know. Professional athletes, right. And I know that everybody flushes bad vibes and feelings in games, but it felt like when they lost that game on Tuesday night, it was
they lost two games.
They were fated to lose another.
Yeah,
it was like having a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
You get one free.
Buy one, get one free.
Lose one, lose another. And then I feel like that was a factor because this is one of the best teams offensively in baseball. It did not look like it against Robbie Ray. It happens against good pitchers, but it didn't feel like they got things going after that deflating loss.
Where do you draw the line on the buy one, get one free thing? If it's buy two, get one free, do you draw the line there? When do you actually stop with that?
Well, I really like those deals.
Uh-huh.
And
it's hard not to. Free.
It's hard not to fall into. I even fall for the buy two for $7.
$7. Get one for $3.50.
You get if you're into certain types of pretzels or potato chips. And you see two for $7. It's very tempting. And so I do think that the baseball equivalent of that is the mindset. And we heard Tommy Hotovy talking before the game, and he did a great job of breaking everything down, as he does regularly on our show. But I just wonder, even that was indicative. I have no idea why Craig Counsell didn't address the media, but it did leave the impression that Tuesday night took a lot out of everybody.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. It was weird. And it, unfortunately, you have these days at Wrigley. And, you know, there was a, I don't know what inning it was, where someone hit like a pop-up in the outfield. And it was early in the game. And whoever is playing for the Giants just kept tear arson it forward. He finally caught it. But it's like, he's coming in. He's coming in. Oh, he's coming in for it. Like, the ball just stopped in the air and died and fell. There are days like that sometimes where you need to somehow get the ball on the ground, somehow create a run, and somehow win a game.
And they were unable to do that.
Nope.
And then Ben Brown gets a career high, I think, 9 strikeouts, 103 pitches, and he discovered his third pitch, perhaps.
Yeah.
That's the big takeaway from yesterday. He threw 3 changeups out of 103 pitches, and that qualifies as a discovery, I suppose.
Well, I mean, look, he played well enough to win the game that the vaunted best offense in baseball didn't. It's as simple as that. So I thought he was fine, but as you say, you know, Robbie Ray's been excellent this year. And he's their talisman, and it just felt like it was going to be a really difficult.
This is all also what it felt like, and not to overreact to 2 losses or maybe 1 afternoon at Wrigley.
Yeah.
But who's the Cubs' Robbie Ray now?
Yeah. Well, that's
who's
a good
the Cubs'
question.
Robbie Ray for the next month? Do they have a pitcher that goes to the mound and instills the kind of confidence that Robbie Ray does every time he pitches for the Giants?
It might be Jameson Taillon.
Maybe.
You know, because it really, I mean, obviously, Steele and Shota are gone.
It's got to be. It's got to be Taillon.
It's got to be Taillon.
And you now have essentially, that is the correct answer, I think. And you have your third starter as the season was beginning. He was your projected number 3 starter in a situation now that he is your de facto ace because he has to be. And so that's what I mean about, not every series has to be a referendum on the Cubs' ability to contend and to compete and all those things. It just feels that way.
No, it does feel that way, and it feels like this Mets series is bigger than it should be, or that we're going to project more out of it than we should, in part because this looks like Cade Horton's game, right, on Saturday. After seeing Flexen come in and pitch an inning yesterday, They're not saving him or working him toward a start on Saturday, right? I'm not saying he couldn't pitch, but he would be more a starter in that game than anybody that would go for a long period of time.
Could Council go the opener route?
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I mean, it's conceivable.
But I don't think he's going to. I feel like that was confirmation they're going to pull Cade Horton out of the minors.
It was an indication. I don't know about confirmation.
Okay.
It was an indication.
Indication.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put things together. I've been a little surprised at how, I don't want to say cryptic, but the Cubs have been inconclusive about what they're going to do.
And apparently they're powwowing today to figure it out.
Okay.
Do you believe that for a second?
I think they probably have to know already.
Yeah. Sleeping fellas, no powwow.
Things, you know, when you have, you know, Major League Baseball front offices are so sophisticated these days in terms of, you know, everything is organized and everything is very corporate and everything is very much, I think, thought through thoroughly. I can't imagine that they wake up this morning, like, well, they're still mulling what to do over Ben or what to do no. over, you know, Cade Horton. Yeah.
Who's going to be Saturday starter?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
So maybe today, will they announce such a thing? Would they make it public? I doubt it. We'll still be kind of talking tomorrow.
We'll have to watch the flights from Iowa, right? Or Tommy Burch that he's packed his bags and gotten on a Greyhound.
There's a private plane going to Toronto. What?
No, sorry.
Yeah, I'm out of that business.
Nights like this, Tommy Burch is invaluable.
Yeah, no question about it.
To Cub fans in Chicago and everywhere.
Yeah.
I would think that if they don't
you feel like it is him, though? I mean, I just looking at
I do, because it's logical, it's sensible, and it makes
I know there was black smoke out of the Vatican this morning.
Well, maybe
Is that 2 times now?
I don't know if they that's the second
twice.
Black smoke.
Is this basically the Cubs version of the conclave?
Yes.
Okay.
We're waiting for white smoke.
So let's keep an eye at the Cubs offices.
There is white smoke in Iowa.
It wouldn't be in Iowa. It would be Jed and Carter. And do you think Council's involved
this morning? Absolutely.
Okay.
I do.
Did Council maybe convene the meeting? He called to order.
They come in and genuflect to him as he sits behind his desk.
What do you think Craig Council wants? Do you think it's in conflict with what the front office wants in terms of Saturday starter? I think they go into the Mets. I'll answer my own question first before
Justin
you do.
Justin Steele.
Yeah. I think Craig Council wants the best chance to win, and that probably would be Cade Horton right now.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm careful. I don't want to say this. I better not say it because I'll get myself in trouble. But I will.
Tease.
Okay. No, I shouldn't do it. I'm not trying to create more problems, but because of all the concern about Cade Horton and how many innings pitch and all that stuff, I just started looking at the starting lineup. And have we talked enough about Matthew Boyd and whether or not he's going to be able to go all year? Can you expect him to actually, you know, if you look at how much he's pitched the last couple of seasons, can you project him?
He's done it before, though.
But he's done it
previously. It's been a while, I know.
And I just wonder, David, we're counting on them in October, and we're talking about Pennant stuff. Have we even thought
about... Well, I think there's a difference between the Matthew
Boyd... How many
Boyd
guys we need to panic about? Well, no,
yeah, I think that may be a little premature.
I know.
I understand why you'd mention it. He has been... limited because of injuries, and that's always one way you could look at it. The other way might be the Cubs felt pretty good about it, or good enough about his future and his health to give him. It's a modest 2-year contract, but 2 years, $29 million. That's a relatively sizable investment into somebody staying healthy.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between someone staying healthy and now. You know, the death march of a season, right? It's just a little different when you start thinking as we project forward who's going to be there and who isn't going to be there. So, I mean, hopefully Shota Imanaga is back and pitching as well as he has before
the schedule softens too. You know, the temptation today will to be go glass half empty on everything regarding the Cubs. And I think after you lose a series to the Giants and, you know, you started the week with such hope, that it's understandable, that tendency. But it's baseball, and this is where you have to remind yourself, as we were talking to Zach yesterday, long season, health is always going to be a factor, and you get through this stretch, the schedule softens considerably after this Mets
trip. And you're so right about that. And frankly, I think the disappointment of the San Francisco series, because they should have won the series because they should have won the game with that they came back and tied and got to extra innings. That went off the boil, and it was always going to be difficult to win the game yesterday, and it was bad weather. You couldn't get the ball out of the ballpark, which is something they like to do. I just feel
lovely
like...
Lovely day, but not for baseball.
No, it got windy, and the temperature did drop. It started lovely, and then everyone had blankets on.
Yeah, that was weird. It was a very strange Chicago spring day.
T-shirts to blankets.
And a weird Cubs Chicago game. Spring weather day is redundant.
Yeah.
Because it seems always so weird.
Yeah.
But I think the most overlooked aspect of what happened Tuesday night, as we, fretted over Ryan Pressly and what he no longer has and all the things about the other factors in the game, the Cubs offensively should have won the game in the ninth and the tenth inning. Mm-hmm. And had they done that, I think that's where this almost like a letdown psychologically is that this is an offensive – this is one of the best offenses in baseball that had a chance to score a couple runs to win the game, and they did not do that. And so shame on them for putting it in the hands of a closer that had not been used a lot. And you read the stories, and you saw Ryan Pressly was at work at 8 o'clock yesterday morning and going back to what got him there.
Everyone wrote a story about him because he was the centerpiece of that. It was almost like, we get off the air and everyone is writing the follow story from the night before because it happened so late, whatever it was, right? It's almost like a typical type of thing where that story was sitting there waiting to be written and, man, people delivered.
I also think they did, yes. At this Cub roster, because of the urgency and the circumstances surrounding this Cubs season, there's going to be it's got to remain in a state of flux because there's going to be a move. There are going to be moves. And it's not just the roster churning and the shuttle going from Iowa here and the options going back and forth between Chicago and the minor leagues. I really feel like this season, because of all the realities contractually and otherwise, the Cubs are going to be more aggressive near the deadline. Maybe we'll have to wait at the deadline. But this roster now, what we're seeing, if they can just stay in first, stay in contention, it will be a different team we see in August and September competing for the postseason.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.